It is the post-match show after Liverpool have been beaten by Paris Saint-Germain by 2-0. I've got Josh Sexton, I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Adam Mealy. I'll start with you, Adam. I just walked in, saw a stat on the screen which matched the eyes and referred, made a reference to you about it, which was Liverpool had twice as many touches in the opposition box as Paris Saint-Germain did. They just lack quality when they got it into the Paris Saint-Germain box in that second half period, and that's one of the reasons why they don't score the first goal in the game. It was better second half, far better in terms of how much of a go they had, how much they pushed Paris Saint-Germain back, but they just needed a bit more quality at key moments and it deserted them.
Yeah, quality is exactly the word, Neil. I'm genuinely really disappointed. I thought that Liverpool's second half performance up until the penalty shout deserved a goal, and I thought we were going to get one. I really did think that that it was there for us. PSG couldn't get out. Everything Liverpool did up until the point of getting to the box was everything you could ask for, really. Which was a much improved from the first half. But Phil was pointing at it as well and saying everything below the score there is what you would have asked for. It's what you would have, if you'd not known the score and you knew what we were up against tonight and you'd come in and seen all of those stats, you'd have said that is what we wanted. But I can't help but feel that the lack of quality, that's not luck, is it? I do think that there's an ongoing persistent issue with the fact that without Salah's goals and Salah's everything, I mean, Salah's obviously still there, you know, we don't have that, the front three each providing and each scoring. We don't have, you know, I was thinking about Origi walking up just then. I was thinking, you know, the kind of joker in the pack. I feel like what we have got, you can point at what it's lacking in each player really still, which has been going on for a couple of years now. But I do think that if you're thinking about, you know, even just taking out the front three or however many strikers we actually saw on the pitch tonight, there's chances there when Liverpool are on top for people like Gravenberch and Kerkez that at the time, McAllister has a header as well, I think, that you just have to see them against such a good team, you have to see them at least test the goalkeeper, if not go in the net.